This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron are currently participating in India-France Innovation Forum, a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries. Prime Minister Modi has described the India-France relationship as a force for global stability in an increasingly uncertain world. Mr. Modi stated this during a joint press briefing following the bilateral meeting with President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the partnership has evolved beyond traditional diplomacy into a partnership of the people, specifically highlighting the launch of the India-France Year of Innovation 2026.
भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध बहुत ही विशेष है फ्रांस भारत के सबसे पुराने स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनर्स में से एक है और प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर हमने इस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप को अभूतपूर्व गहराई और ऊर्जा दी है इस विश्वास और साझा विजन के आधार पर आज हम अपने संबंधों को स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के रूप में स्थापित कर रहे हैं यह पार्टनरशिप केवल स्ट्रेटेजिक नहीं है आज के उथल पुथल से भरे युग में यह ग्लोबल स्टेबिलिटी और ग्लोबल प्रोग्रेस की पार्टनरशिप है
The Prime Minister said the goal is to link Indian and French startups, MSMEs and research centers to solve global challenges in clean energy and digital health. With a meeting coinciding with the AI Impact Summit 2026, Prime Minister Modi highlighted a shared commitment to developing sovereign AI that is safe, secure and beneficial to the Global South. Speaking on the occasion, French President Macron emphasized that the India-France relationship has reached a level of mutual trust. Trust that is unique in the world today. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and French President held bilateral and delegation-level talks at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. The two leaders discussed strategic cooperation between India and France across key sectors, including defence, security, trade and cultural exchange. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasized that long-standing strategic partnership with France has created limitless opportunities to collaborate in different sectors. Mr. Singh was speaking at the inauguration of H-125 light utility helicopter assembly facility of Tata Electronics and Airbus at Wemagal in Karnataka. The Defence Minister noted that the facility in Wemagal will receive an investment of 1,000 crore rupees, creating ample employment opportunities. He added that H-125 single-engine helicopter is trusted globally and has export potential. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the summit is receiving a huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from faraway places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
BNP Chief Tariq Rehman was sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Bangladesh today. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party secured a landslide victory in the 13th general elections recently. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath of office to the 60-year-old Rehman at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Sangshad instead of Bangabhavan in a departure from a long-standing tradition. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the 2021 edition's champions, Australia, have been knocked out of the tournament. The elimination came after the crucial Group B clash between Zimbabwe and Ireland was abandoned without a ball being bowled due to incessant rain in Sri Lanka today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.